Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Oh, beautiful music to my ears. Recording on Sunday afternoon, January 21st, 2024, as part of SF Sketchfest in San Francisco, California. Oh, man, we are at the Gateway Theater, which is not a gateway to drugs. It's a gateway to good times, man. And I brought a prize bag today that is filled with my dirty laundry. Now, it's a big laundry bag from a company called On the Road Again. And what they do is they supply things to bands and comedians like traveling performers. They hook them up with stuff. I assume it's a nonprofit. And so they gave me several of these big laundry bags that are very cool. So I'm giving one of those away today. And then here's what's inside of it. This is a pillow that I got when I saw a musical at the Bourbon Room in Los Angeles called Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages pillow. Pretty nice. And then, just threw it on the floor. And then, this was sent to me by the lovely people at the studio that released the movie The Holdovers, which is like looks like it's got a chance to win Best Picture at the Oscars. And this is a sweatshirt of the fictitious college. Is it a real college or fictitious? Barton College from The Holdovers. A big, giant, extra large sweater. I thought about keeping that one because usually when I get stuff, it's too small for me. That one's just the right fit. But I wouldn't want anyone to think I went to college. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be a glowing example of somebody made it work without college. No college and a little weed and look at me. And then this is my favorite thing that's in here. There was like a adventure movie that came out during the pandemic. I think it starred that guy that's in all the adventure movies that aren't good. And and so I think it's called, the movie's called Greenland, I think. But they sent me an amazing blanket just to celebrate that motion picture. And I haven't, you know, really figured out anything to do with it, so I figured I could give it away. And now here's the best part about this prize package today is that whoever wins it, if they don't, you know, if they don't want it or don't feel like taking it on the BART or whatever, just give it to the first homeless person you see. Right? I mean, maybe even do that anyway. I don't know. But, you know, it's a lot of nice warm stuff in there, as it turns out, and a pillow. All right. Which I would very much enjoy seeing an unhoused person enjoying the Rock of Ages pillow. Like it just says Hollywood right there, and they're just having a nap. Okay, so anyway, that's what somebody's going to win today. Before I bring out my guests, let's talk about my upcoming dates in a segment I call Doug Plugs. People try, but it's just not, you don't have real enthusiasm for it. This Friday, today, if you're listening, this episode is going to come out this Friday. So if you're listening, today I am performing, or this evening rather, at the Earl Theater in Atlanta. And then tomorrow, Saturday, January 27th, I'm at the 40 Watt in Athens, Georgia at 4:20. The Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter on Tuesday night, February 6th. And, who's going to the interruption show here tonight? Yay! I'm finally, you know, it's been years in the making because the Fast X, the 10th movie in the Fast and Furious saga, if you don't count Hobbs and Shaw, the 10th movie finally came out, you know, just after Pando. And I love interrupting. I've done interruptions of several of the Fast and Furious movies here in San Francisco at Sketchfest. And so I just have been just sitting on this one waiting. I haven't seen it yet. So I'm very excited to watch it with some of you tonight and a bunch of terrific guests. But speaking of terrific guests, well, first I have to say this. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Cool! Wallet!
One person got it right. And then some other people did the shh. That was great. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Are you ready to meet my guests? It's an incredible lineup of favorites from the show and one exciting new addition. Please give a big warm welcome to Arden Marine, Chad Opitz, Anna Roisman, Amy Schneider, and Jeff Tate. What a fancy bunch of individuals. Let's meet them individually. And of course, as I like to do, alphabetically, by first name, wish me luck. I hope I get it right. Our first guest I'd like to introduce is a first-time guest on the show who also happens to be a Jeopardy super champ. It's Amy Schneider!
This is exactly why I picked the name Amy, so that I would be first on this show.
Yeah. You don't usually get to go by alphabetization. Fuck it. That was like an updating of Porky Pig, like foul mouth Porky Pig. Fuck it. But thank you for being here, Amy. I really appreciate it because I love Jeopardy, and you are now the fourth Jeopardy champion to be on the show.
Wow.
And that's what I call Ken Jennings. I don't call him the host. I call him a champion.
And the second most successful out of those four, just to be clear.
I love it. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, one of them's a buddy of mine who won four times. So that, you know, I call him a champion, but,
it's not bad. Four isn't bad.
Yes.
It doesn't suck. Oh my God, I love it. So yes, thank you for being here. And do you have any opening remarks you'd like to make?
Thank you.
It's a weird question. Yeah. Have you prepared a statement, Amy?
Thank you for having me.
No, oh, that's a very nice statement. No, I appreciate it. And thank you for being here and moving. Oh, an alphabetic. Oh, no. We got to jump around. Get off your seat and jump around. Ladies and gentlemen, she, speaking of trivia, she was the host of the very entertaining HQ trivia that you could get on your phone for many years. And now she's here with us today. It's Anna Roisman!
Thank you! That was the best explanation of HQ trivia.
Yeah, I didn't know. I got stumbled over because it wasn't really an internet game show necessarily.
No, yeah, I couldn't do it on a computer.
Yeah, it was just on your phone.
Just on the phone.
But it was daily, and you hosted it often and were great at it. And
Thanks,
Doug. I even got to be on HQ After Dark one time, which you might be able to find on YouTube. The episode I did with Matt Richards and Anna Roisman, where the point was to get drunk and host the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good time.
Although I think we were stoned for that one. That was
you got stoned for that one?
We were in theme, yeah.
Matt got stoned just for that one?
Matt probably got stoned for all of
everyone.
Them.
That's right. But let's not drag his name through the mud.
No,
he is not here right now. But thank you for being here, Anna.
Thanks
it's
for having me.
It's your first time in San Francisco ever.
Ever. Yes.
You know, she's almost in her 20s and she's never made it to San Francisco, so that's exciting.
No, you know what's funny though? I used to be an assistant like 10 years ago and my boss would always come to San Francisco, so like my brain knows like streets and restaurants and hotels. I'm like, oh, I know this town. I've just never set foot in it.
Your boss was too cheap to fly you up here?
Like, yeah, honestly, right. Yeah. They had a lot of money. You're right. I should have gone. What the hell happened there?
I mean, if there's any better reason to invent a time machine and go fix that situation.
Exactly.
You're in it, yeah.
To be an assistant again. No, I'm good. I'm okay.
What's your number one like favorite thing that's happened in San Francisco? What do you like most about it? Assuming you like it.
Yeah. I like it. Well, you're going to laugh. You know, I took a walk the other day and I walked up like a giant hill and I was like, wow, this is a hilly city. And then
they call her Captain Observation.
But then I found a Sephora and I was like, oh my God, I made it. Like they rewarded me, you know? It was great.
There's so many great things in this town if you just walk up a hill.
My boyfriend's like, have you seen the bridge? I'm like, I found Sephora. I'm okay.
I'm pretty sure I've been to that Sephora. I think I know the one you mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's great. It felt
pretty
like
exciting.
Home.
I was
like
into
home.
It, yeah.
I'm the same way with their many dispensaries.
You walk up that hill and you find it.
Also joining us today is another favorite of mine who's been on the show many times, and I was just on her podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, yesterday on this very stage. It's Arden Marin!
Hi! Hi! Hi, Doug. You were so funny yesterday.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's see what I can pull off today.
I believe in you.
Let's try to live in the moment.
I love it.
But thank you for having me yesterday. And when can people hear it?
It's going to go up tomorrow because the premiere episode of The Bachelor is tomorrow night. So we did draft picks.
And okay.
Doug is, even if you don't watch the show, Doug is on fire talking about his high school yearbook and the photo of his high school yearbook. He's like, you see this locker?
I'm just going to say it. Yeah.
Since you've
already set it up, I might as well say it was a picture of the lockers at my high school and I was in one of them when it was taken.
It just made me laugh so hard.
So I point to it.
It's his favorite photo from his high school yearbook. I just love Doug Benson.
I didn't like my posed photo, but that one was really a good picture. It was a good picture of me.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
But yes, thank you for having me on. Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be asked. I'm going to get creamed.
You never know. You never know what happens. You never know what's going to happen. Because, for instance, Arden, you're sitting next to a man who he might have thought he was never going to win.
Okay.
And he has.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you. I see you.
So humble.
It's Chad Opitz.
Yeah!
Wow. Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I recently moved to L.A. The Sephora's there, not as cool. Wow. Not as good. Not as good there.
Not as good,
at least
right?
You found it.
Yeah.
You've got fun glasses.
Thank you. They're festive. Green and red.
Yeah. Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too late for them, but I know. You're wearing them.
I'm not very punctual.
Is it God?
Does it sound like the whole room is vibrating? Whose mic is too close to whose mic? I think we're good now. Okay. So, Chad, thank you for being here. You were recently on the show in Sacramento, and there was a situation where one of the other guests was called the quote-unquote winner with an absolute lie of an answer.
Oh.
And so I apologize to you.
Oh, what? I'm just now learning this. Because I was like, I don't think Michelle Pfeiffer's in the first Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
And they were like,
we went back and forth about that.
I don't think so. And I was like, all right, I'll give it. But I'm
yeah, I found out later. I just made a judgment call because you were up against a nice lady that came out of the audience to participate.
Yeah.
And we're going to have her back on the show sometime soon.
Yeah.
But I consider the two of you finishing in a tie.
Yeah.
That's going to go in the official record books.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. So you don't worry about it.
I'm not fine. Yeah, I was waking up in a cold sweat, like, oh!
And finally, a man who probably looks to a lot of you right now like a floating beard and face because he's wearing the same color as the backdrop behind him. It's Jeff Tate.
There it is. There
yeah, it's we. That's we can't stop that from happening.
That's Why just, would you want to?
I wouldn't. That's just built into the mix here at Doug Loves Movies now that everyone's gonna chant for him. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I love it. I walked up a hill and found some cool shit. It's a fun town. Everywhere's uphill. It's fun.
Didn't you go up a hill and come down an Englishman or something like that?
I did, governor.
And you're going to be participating in the Fast X interruption this evening. And you will be the one person on the panel who's seen the movie already.
I've seen it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you see Fast X?
I see every Fast and Furious movie opening night, including Hobbs and Shaw. I fucking love action movies. Duh. Are you kidding me? It's the best franchise ever. Family, family, family.
Damn.
You didn't know that? I love that.
They should make a Fast Bachelor.
Yeah. You want to meet my family?
I think Arden just won this show.
Oh my God! Finally!
All right, well, before we play our games today, I would like to ask each member of the panel. We'll start on the other end there with Jeff, because he's probably going to stick with the same answer he gives every time. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to change it up today. We'll find out. But I'm asking everybody your favorite film. From last year, your favorite film from 2023, you know, obviously we didn't all see all the movies, but just pick one that you did see that you enjoyed the most. And Jeff, are you sticking with?
Yeah, I feel like I have to, right?
You don't have to if you saw something you like more in the interim, because there's a lot of movies. Like, have you seen The Holdovers?
I have not seen it.
Everybody raves about it. Everybody that sees it. I haven't seen it yet either. So I'm not picking my favorite of the year. Until I at least see that,
maybe I'll do that. You think it's better? You think that are there more? Is there better karate than in the Ninja Turtles movie?
Paul Giamatti is great at karate in that movie.
Wouldn't you see a movie called Giamatti Karate? That would kick. Yeah. That would kick ass.
Yes, I would.
Kick it. Paul Giamatti has an actual show at Sketchfest, I think, next weekend or the weekend after. So you should, Chad, you should corner him and pitch that.
Listen to this. Giamatti Karate.
Giamatti Karate.
Oh, my God, I would watch that so
much. Oh, easy.
And then just be like, Paul, that's all I got. Where's my check? When do I get paid? All right, so Jeff's going with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Yes.
Wow, hell yeah.
That's his favorite movie of last year. Do not laugh at him. He's sensitive.
It's a real Dark Horse Oscar contender, too. You guys
love that.
Best picture? I smell it. You guys want to walk up a hill and watch it later? It's fucking
I do.
Good.
Yeah,
all right.
You like hills and mayhem? Anna Roisman, what's your favorite movie last year?
I wanted to brag to you. I was on the nominating committee, so I got all the screeners, so I saw a bunch of them, but you're going to... I just found out...
I'm going to what?
You're going to hate the one I... Megan was 2023, right?
January, I think, yeah.
I was obsessed with Megan. Like, I saw it three times. It was a weird thing to be obsessed with. I loved that movie. I was going to go with Maestro, and I'm like, I don't know. I think Megan tops
Hell yeah.
tops
now, is
that.
She pronouncing the title wrong? I think it's Mithrigan. Is that what it's?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Megan Mayhem.
I, like, feel bad for her, because, like, Barbie swooped in and just took away the doll, you know, the Megan doll. Like, it was like she got axed fast. But I loved that movie. Did anyone else like that movie? Yeah. Okay.
That is funny that another doll movie came along and one-upped Megan. But Megan and a Barbie fighting would be fun to watch.
That would be a good sequel. Yeah.
That'd be a good
Barbie
karate.
Like mayhem.
Yeah. How about what about Paul Giamatti fighting?
Fighting Megan.
Hell yeah.
Doll Giamatti.
Doll Giamatti. Yeah, baby. Oh shit. We're writing the script right now.
We've written the title.
Damn.
That's all we've got. So
that's all you need with some of these dumb movies these days.
His Fast and Furious movie could be Giamatti Maserati.
Oh!
Oh! Points!
Thank you. So stupid.
Arden's going to be on After Midnight soon, and and I'm doing it on Tuesday.
Yeah, girl.
And
they
don't. The new host Taylor Tomlinson's great, and she doesn't yell points at the contestants. Oh. She just laughs and then presses a button, and your score goes up.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
It's a slightly different vibe, but it's still super fun.
Okay.
All right, Chad.
Well, I picked the holdovers, but I'm going to go with my favorite, because I love horror movies, so my favorite horror movie from 2023 was Talk to Me. That was great.
Yeah.
I like that. That was an excellent horror movie.
I think you brought that up back when we were asking for favorite horror movies. I think you mentioned it then, so you're really sticking with that
one. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, I think it was an Australian movie.
Okay. People loved it,
I don't know any of the actors.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Arden.
I loved Bottoms. I loved it. I loved the joy. I loved the swagger. I thought it was so fun. I loved it.
I like it too.
Yeah, that's cool.
It should be a bigger hit than it is, but hopefully everyone will find it on the streaming and whatnot.
I took myself alone on a date. I went. I laughed my ass. You know what I mean? Usually if you're like, sometimes it's hard. Like I just went and just like guffawed alone in a theater. I loved it.
I haven't done that since Norbit.
I saw that in a theater too. I saw that too.
All right, so
put Arden down for Bottoms.
Thank you. Power bottom. JK. Okay. I'm a power chop, fuckers! I'm just kidding. I don't know. Doing my best.
All right. And Amy, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I mean, with apologies to Megan, it was Barbie. And I think Barbie...
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Barbie, I think Barbie was the best movie, because anytime you say Barbie was the best movie, everybody immediately comes up with some argument in their mind why it wasn't the best movie, an argument which was addressed in the Barbie movie itself.
Yes,
so,
honey.
Yeah.
Barbie was awesome.
Yeah.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does explain it. That America Ferrera monologue really brings it home. It's like, in case you dummies don't know what's happening in this movie,
so
here's
good.
A speech. I love it. Okay, so we got Barbie, Megan. I like to say Megan. Bottoms, Talk to Me, and Mutant Mayhem. There you go. Movies to check out if you want to see the best of 2023. And now it's time for our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back! We are back in business. We've got some games to play and a winner to determine. The first game we're going to play today is... Oh, let me recap who picked who for the name tags. Amy is playing for Shanimal. Anna is playing for Brianna. Brianna. Pardon. That should have been so easy for me. Anna, Brianna. Simple. And then Arden's playing for Rain Dan. And Chad is playing for a gentleman with an apple. His name is Daniel. And Jeff got a whole bottle of wine from Sid. And the clever pun there is the movie Sideways got changed to Sidways. Good luck, everyone. And the first game we're going to play today is called Purple Rain Man.
Okay. That's fun.
This is something they do on Jeopardy from time to time, where it's a movie mashup title. It's, just like Purple Rain Man, I took two titles and put them together. And I will tell you the third billed people in the two titles, in the order of the first title and the second title, then the second build, then the first. But throughout that entire thing, you can guess anytime you want. You just have to guess the full movie mashup title. Don't guess half the title, because then you're just telling all the other panelists half the answer. A little tip from me to you. And any questions?
Nope.
Arden looks very concerned.
I'm number two after the number two Jeopardy champ of all time. I just panicked, but I'm ready.
Yeah, so just, anytime you think you know the answer.
I did have a drink before this, so, if that gives you any, advantage.
I like it. Yeah.
Did you have a drink before Jeopardy ever?
No, I didn't. Okay. No. There's no money on the line for this, so.
There's not? Yeah. I gotta go. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Just a bottle of red wine, You never know.
But someone could win a blanket.
Yeah, but not me.
Well, I've always said that if any of the guests on my show, since I'm not paying anybody anything, if anybody would actually want any of the prizes, you've gone home with a prize from the bag before, Jeff, I bet.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody sees an item they like, by all means, speak up. Okay, good. Here we go. This is the movie mashup title featuring in the third billed slot the actors Ed Harris and Burt Young. Ed Harris and Burt Young. This is, at this point, it's tough.
Uh-oh,
Jeff is percolating over there.
Is it, okay, here's my guess. The Rocky 2.
Oh!
Be serious, what's your guess?
The Rocky.
That is correct!
Oh my God!
Whoa! Really? Good job.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
Sometimes wow. I'm scared someone can hear where my brain went. It's so embarrassing. Like, you never want to, with Ed Harris, where I went. Anyway.
Stepmom?
Yeah, I totally did. I was like, what
was it really?
It's because you're sitting next to me. You felt it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, that went over way, that ended too quickly, but... Fortunately, that gave us some time for people to chant your name because you got the answer so fast. Of course, second billed were Nicolas Cage and Talia Shire, and first billed Sean Connery and Sylvester Stallone, The Rocky. And of course, you know, that came into my head today because I could see Alcatraz from my hotel. Or actually, I could see a hotel that was blocking my view of Alcatraz, but I know where it is. So I was able to just think of it. And it's a great movie if you haven't seen it. You know, it's very silly, of course. It's just a silly action movie, but it has one of the worst lines ever uttered in anything. When Sean Connery actually says, "It looks like you're stuck between the rock and a hard place." I apologize, it's even worse than that.
It also has Nicolas Cage describing himself as a Beatlemaniac, which is not great.
That does come up, and another time he says, "What in the name of Zeus's butthole?"
Yeah.
Because Nick Cage went in an interview and said, "I just make up things in movies that aren't R because we're not allowed to swear as much, but I still want to sound like I'm swearing." And yes, Nick Cage, butthole does sound like a swear word. Especially Zeus's butthole. But I fucked up that rock line. It's even worse. I fixed it a little bit because he goes, you're stuck between the rock and a hard case.
Oh,
like he describes himself as a hard case. This doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's really, really, really rough. But anyway, congratulations, Jeff Tate. You won our first game. Chant all you want, but he's still got to win two more games. And all he gets in this next game is the opportunity to go first. So we'll start with Jeff, then we'll go to Amy, then Arden, then Chad, then Anna, in a game that I invented, a brand new game called I Left My iHeartRadio in San Francisco. And this game has nothing to do with iHeartRadio. I just saw a pun and also knew that Arden, whose podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, is on iHeartRadio. So always like to give them a plug on her behalf.
Yes.
This game's more about movies set in San Francisco. Mm. I wrote down the top 20 films set in San Francisco according to yardbarker.com. Yardbarker.com, where everybody goes for I don't know what. I have no idea what that website is about beyond coming up with the 20 best San Francisco movies. It's the most recent ranking that I could find because I didn't want one that would leave out more recent movies. So this is from November. Somebody wrote this in a column. It was probably even one person's decision to name the 20 best San Francisco films. So you're going to take turns guessing movies that you think would be on someone's 20 best San Francisco movies list. You're each going to get three guesses. We'll go three rounds, each person going in turn. And the higher the title you give me ranks on the list, the more points you get. If it's the number one movie, you get 20 points. If it's number 20, you get 1 point. And you figure out how all those other points work in between. And like I said, we'll start with Jeff and then work our way around this way. And I think that's everything. Any questions?
No.
Everybody got a San Francisco, at least one in their hand?
I got one, but I'm last, so
I believe in you.
Unfortunately, it might be taken before it gets to you, but you might also think of another.
Okay.
You know, other things people say may make something spring into your mind.
Yeah, or you're just screwed. It's like it could go either way.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for your support, Amy. You're so competitive.
Would you psych out the other players ever, or are you just nice, sweet Amy the whole time?
I was nice, sweet Amy that also kind of psyched people out by doing that.
By being too nice?
Yeah.
Nice. Jeff, are you shaking? Yes, he is. He's shaking over
we're
there.
We're getting commercial break, Amy, on Jeopardy. You're like, hey, I'm going to fuck these people up now.
It'd be funny if somebody wrote underneath their, you know, Amy, and then underneath an arrow, and I'm with stupid or something. Just insult the person next to you randomly. Okay, Jeff, what do you got?
48 Hours.
Ooh. It takes place pretty much entirely in San Francisco. A lot of running around on all the streets here and chase scenes and the whole deal. And let's see where it ranked. Number two on the list.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Out of the gate, Jeff, with 19 points.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, that's a strong start, but somebody can get ahead of him by naming the number one movie or two movies that have a lot of point value. Amy, what's your first guess of three films?
I mean, if it was my judgment, it would be The Rock, but that's not the game. I'm going to say Bullet.
Interesting. Number six on the list.
Oh.
Well done. So that's worth 15 points for Amy. And now we go to Arden.
Well, I got to go with Amy's gut and go for The Rock. I'm not a fool.
If you say so. The Rock came in at number 15.
Yeah!
Arden Marine is on the board.
Yes!
Arden's got 6 points.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the points.
Thank you.
Chad?
I'm going Dirty Harry.
Hot.
So you're saying you were feeling lucky, punk? I am afraid that I cannot make your day. Oh. Dirty Harry did not make
the
list.
What kind of list is this?
Oh my God. But it takes place here?
Yeah.
It feels like the person who wrote this list is against vigilante justice.
Holy shit.
All right. But Chad, you're still in this thing. Don't worry about it. And by that, I mean you get to play in the next game.
That's right.
And
I'm going with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh. Good call. Thank you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm really
Artie
proud
was
of
looking
you.
At me like my mom. She's
I'm
like, you got
of
this.
Like, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You said you had one guess. That's a good one.
That was, you know, I looked for the house today and then I gave up.
There was too many hills.
I'm telling you, I've always been a little scared to come to San Francisco since I saw Mrs. Doubtfire because of the frequent run by fruitings.
Hello.
I wish I could know that I'm going to see Pierce Brosnan somewhere because I would seriously throw a fruit at him just to give him some flashbacks to Mrs. Doubtfire, number 13 on the list.
Yes! Okay.
That's worth 8 points. So after our first round, Jeff's in the lead with 19. Then Amy has 13. Is that what I said? 13. And then Anna has 8, and Arden has 6. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being here, Chad. Jeff, what's your first guess for round 2?
Basic Instinct.
Great call. Really good call.
Yes, everybody, cross your legs. Or uncross, as the case may be. I always like, I'm not a big fan of that movie, but one of the very first scenes in the movie is exciting to me just because I recognize that it was filmed in Tosca, the bar up the street that's too expensive to go to. In my opinion. But anyway, I'm sorry it did not make the list.
What?
No Basic Instinct. That's how many big movies have been made in and about San Francisco that Basic Instinct, or maybe it's just a matter of taste.
Yard Barker's a fraud.
Because that movie doesn't hold up very well.
What?
Yard Barker's a fraud. Guy's seen 20 movies. Made a list.
And they all take place in San Francisco. The coincidence drove them to make a list. Okay, so that's big for everybody. That Jeff just got a goose egg on that one. What's your next one, Amy?
I've somehow never seen this movie, and I'm panicking because I'm only like 80% sure that it's set in San Francisco, but I'm going with Vertigo.
Great guess.
Vertigo is number 1.
Oh! Obviously.
Amy, you're sitting too close to Doug. I don't know.
I know. I was actually feeling that. I was like, Amy's right there and is very competitive.
His handwriting is not legible. No. Like, don't worry about it.
No, my handwriting is like a manifesto. You can't. I need to type it up before anybody can actually read it. But wow. It seems like the lead is insurmountable because it is. But let's continue on and see how many points everybody else can accrue just for fun. Arden?
I got to go Harold and Maude.
Of course you got to go Harold and Maude because it's number 8 on the list.
Yay! One of my favorite movies.
It's so good. I just watched it again recently.
Ruth Gordon. I mean, so good.
It's all just, it's kind of a perfect movie.
And the Cat Stevens of it all, I just can't.
Yeah, it's funny and sad, and it gives you everything.
I know, I love it.
In a tight package, it's like 90 minutes long. Arden, 13. So you're at 19. That's pretty good if Amy didn't have 35.
You know what? I'll take it. That's honestly better than I thought it would be as a spread. I'll take it.
All right. Chad, what do you got for us?
I thought I was out of the game.
No, you're not out of it.
You got to keep playing.
You're just not going to win.
Hold your head high. Yeah,
this particular game. But you're kind of a spoiler now because Jeff's still in a position to catch up.
I don't
think. Possibly.
I'm going to go. One of my favorites is So I Married an Axe Murderer.
That's a good call.
I love that movie.
That's so fun.
I was afraid this would happen because I expected to see it too because people love that movie. When you bring it up, people are all super into it, but it did not make the list.
Wait a minute. Are you going to be crying tears in your gigantic pillow tonight?
What if I came up with a game just for Chad where the point is to never get any points?
I'm winning.
Because you named you didn't name obscure-ass movies.
No, I couldn't believe Dirty Harry wasn't on it. That's
crazy. Yeah, no, the three movies you picked absolutely should be on the list, and especially when you hear what is, you might get extra mad.
I probably will.
All right, let's go to Anna. Doing great.
You know, I used my one I was sure of.
But have you thought of another?
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
There was no Full House movie, right?
No.
Could have been.
That was a lost missed opportunity. Okay, was Rush Hour?
I don't think it was in San Francisco because they do a lot of chasing around and it seems pretty flat. Hmm. But good guess.
Okay. Wait, do I get another guess or no?
That's... You will get one more in the final round that we're heading into now. Oh, wait. Yeah, Chad's only said two movies so far, so you could still win. You could still uphold your record and name another one that isn't on the list.
I can get 1 point.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, if you get the third movie or the fourth, I think both of those would put you in either a tie or a win. Maybe the fifth. I'm not good with the math on this. The fifth would tie. You'd tie for the fifth, so you need to get the third or fourth to win, or the fifth on the list to tie.
No pressure.
What do you got?
That all feels helpful, but... But is it? Okay, I'm going to say, man, I really want to say Freebie and the Bean, but I don't think that's going to be on it.
So, I think you want to say it just because it's fun when you say it.
It is fun when I say it.
The way you say Bean.
If they could recut the trailer with me doing the voiceover, it would have been a success. Go see Freebie and the Bean. But I'm going to say Ant-Man. Yeah.
That's your final answer?
It's the only one I have.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man
is not on the list. Oh!
Wow.
Sorry, Jeff.
That's okay. I'll find this yard barker later. Have some words.
I can't wait to see this list after.
Maybe it's written by a dog.
Oh my God, Freebie and the Bean's gonna be third.
This is my dog's favorite San Francisco movies. Okay, so Jeff finishes out with 19 points. We go to Amy to further solidify the lead here. What have you got?
I just watched this movie. It holds up so much better than I thought. It is technically partly set in Reno, but I'm going with Sister Act.
Number 16 on the list.
It's fun.
So that's another 5 points.
Okay.
So Amy has 40, and thanks for coming, everybody. Well, let's see what Arden's got for fun.
I'm gonna go. What's up, Doc? She's so adorable in that movie.
Ryan O'Neal.
Right, she's gorgeous. No, Barbara Streisand is so freaking cute. She's so darling in that.
Yeah, and so funny. And like, she was really.
She was great.
She didn't think she was funny in it. Like, she and the director argued all the time. But
she was, and Madeline Kahn.
She's so good.
Madeline Kahn was incredible.
Introducing Madeline Kahn.
Incredible.
Her first movie.
It was so good.
Yeah, I love it, and it's certainly my favorite San Francisco movie. It's my favorite screwball comedy. It's my favorite a lot of things. Favorite chase scene in a movie. At the end of the movie is so incredible.
But does Yard Barker agree? Is Yard Barker not a fan of good movies?
I love when Ryan O'Neill's like, we're inside a Chinese dragon. Because they crash into... Okay, so they crash into a parade. All right. Arden said... What was it? What's up, Doc? Only number 20 on the list.
But I'm on the list.
But it's on the list. It's on the list.
I'm on the list.
Take your minor victories where you can. The only other player to name 3 movies that are on the list.
I have another guess, but I'm going to wait till we're
okay,
done.
That's fun. Chad?
I don't think me and Yard Barker see eye to eye on a lot of... I'm going with my picks. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
You know, I think you're right about Yard Barker.
Yeah, I think I am,
I think Yard Barker is sensitive or something, because that did not make the list.
That's fine.
But I'm proud of you, Chad.
I had a good feeling.
That's almost a skill in and of itself, to name movies that are in San Francisco that aren't on here. Anna, do you have one more?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Well, I was going to go with Sleepless in San Francisco, but then Amy set me up.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
And I'm going to go with Sister Act 2. Back in the habit.
You got to do full title on this show.
I know.
At all times. I won't let it slide. And unfortunately, that did not make the list.
Can I guess one more to see if it's
you
on
You can
there.
In a second. Hang on 1 second.
We know who won.
My brain couldn't remember. I'm like, did she fly to New York for that movie? But no, it wasn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Home Alone that you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Amy Schneider won that game! Wow, that was terribly exciting. But what's your extra guess, Arden?
Foul play.
Oh yeah,
I love foul play as well, and it also has a fun chase scene and lots of problematic bits of business. But did not make number anything on the list. Yeah. But I did write down to make a special mention of it because I do enjoy it. Okay, so. Let's do from, the bottom up, the ones that did not get mentioned. At number 19, The Towering Inferno, which, like, is such a fucked up story to begin with, that all these people are trapped up in the top of a building that's on fire. But then when they cut to the fire trucks, they're going uphill. It's a real scary situation.
Like, the Sephora's on fire.
Number 18, Zodiac.
Oh, that was scary.
I think of that as more of a Bay Area thing, though. Isn't it like in Sausalito some of the time or something? Or is that just the name of the lounge band in Lost in Translation?
Yeah. I mean, wait a minute. Is American Graffiti going to be on here? Like some Bay Area?
That's like Modesto, I think, right? Yeah, I don't think it's on here. I'm sure it's not on here. I saw the list. Then we got, of course, they had to mention it, number 17, Star Trek, The Voyage Home.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Which is such a fun movie because, like, the guys, the guys from the Enterprise come to Earth and they're in San Francisco and this town is so crazy. Like, the first thing they see on a bus is a guy with a colored mohawk and they do not know what to make of it.
Right? They've been to space.
Yeah.
They've been to space and they can't handle San Francisco in the 80s.
Yeah. They've seen Klingons and they're like, a mohawk?
What the hell?
Okay, number 14 is, I can't read my writing either. Oh, a motion picture, an older motion picture called Point Blank.
Oh.
Yeah, I think kind of a classic, I guess. And then number 12, we get the political drama Milk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I know that.
Yeah, Harvey Milk story, Sean Penn won Best Actor Oscar for it. And then number 11 is The Maltese Falcon.
Oh, shit.
Which I've never thought of as a San Francisco movie, but here we are. Here's one where the San Francisco's in the title.
The Last Man in San Francisco?
Last Black Man in San Francisco, yes, okay. That is correct.
I was going to say Homeward Bound 2. Lost in San Francisco.
Here's a fun bonus question. Can anybody on stage name a animated film that takes place in San Francisco? Because that's at number 9.
The one with the emotions, Inside Out.
Yes, oh, Inside Out.
Such a cute movie.
Even more points for Amy. Just keeps winning points. Number 7, another one that I bet it does take place here, but I don't think of it as a San Francisco movie. The Conversation with Gene Hackman.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, that's a really gritty 70s movie. And then Bullet was 6. And then Jeff Tate, this is your single biggest failure today.
You got no idea.
Because what's your favorite movie that takes place in San Francisco? I don't think you even know because you didn't say it.
Yeah, I'm just
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Is it Teenage
No.
Oh. That's New York.
That's New York for sure.
Yeah, the pizza.
No, I don't know.
Everybody watch Jeff. He's going to slump in his seat when he hears it. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, shit.
That's right. That is.
Oh, man.
Right? I've had some pretty bad failures already today, but that is my biggest one. That's correct. I was fucking stuff up left and right at breakfast.
Kept ordering lunch. It was crazy.
so embarrassing.
And then you were so close. Number four is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I hate this yard barker
Ant-Man
fellow.
Back in the habit.
It sucks.
And then number three was a movie that I knew no one would ever, and there was just no chance it was going to get mentioned, and of course it didn't. The sequel to The Thin Man, After The Thin Man.
Oh, man. Wait, yeah. Sorry to Bother You was in a San Francisco movie. That should have been on that list, too. Mm-hmm. This yard barker's full of shit.
He is.
I mean, After The Thin Man was pretty good. Like, it was a good, yeah, I had a good time. Yeah. Like, yeah, that little, you know, come on.
Is Myrna Loy in it?
Yeah. Don't encourage yard barker.
He definitely is.
And they have that cute little dog, Asta, in those movies, right?
Yeah. And
why aren't they in New
York? And there's no reason that The Thin Man is in the title at all, because that was only in the first movie, but they keep it going. And they he meets all his criminal friends in San Francisco. It's so fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, I recommend it.
It's the same tradition as the Pink Panther. The first Pink Panther movie, there's a diamond called the Pink Panther they're trying to steal, and then every sequel has nothing to do with anything Pink Panther.
That's so funny.
At all.
I never even knew why it was the Pink Panther.
Yeah. It's a diamond heist movie.
That's cool.
And Inspector Clouseau is just a dumb guy trying to solve the case. He's not even like the main character.
That's crazy.
Isn't it wild?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm old. All right, so congratulations to Amy for winning that game, but as we all know, there's... Oh!
Amy! 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 Amy!
We'll do some more chanting during the commercial. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! And of course, we have one more game to play. And since Amy won that last game, Amy's going to go first. And then we were going that way. So we'll switch it around. Wait, we'll go that way. Jeff will be second. Yeah. Ooh. Okay, so it's Amy, Jeff, Anna, Chad, Arden. I'm not going to play today, because the name of the actress that we're going to use in this game was predetermined by me, and I'd be cheating if I played. But I'll say which ones you missed at the end if I can think of any. And we mentioned foul play earlier, and one of my favorite actresses stars in that film. So we are going to play Last Person Standing. With the films of Goldie Hawn.
Love her.
So Amy will name a Goldie Hawn movie, then Jeff, then Anna, then Chad, and we'll just go through. And if at any point you can't think of one, you can go to the person whose name tag you chose, and they can help you one time to keep you around for one more round and possibly the win. Sometimes people have used their lifeline and gone on to the win. Doesn't happen a lot, but it could happen. And I think that's everything you need to know about this game. And we'll start with Amy. The films of Goldie Hawn. Ooh, Amy's already getting strategic.
Yeah. No, I cannot 100% name a Goldie Hawn movie. This is problematic.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, no, this is like absolutely not in my wheelhouse.
Like
at
if
all.
That had been a category on Jeopardy, you'd probably just thrown down your buzzer.
Yeah, no, I would have you know, let other people deal with it.
And stepped out.
Yeah. Although usually, like, in Jeopardy, they'll give you other clues that might have helped, but this I've got...
Oh, right. This is just Goldie Hawn movies.
Yeah, just Goldie Hawn.
So, that's wild how you don't have any other context to...
That would be a fun round of Jeopardy where they're just like, Goldie Hawn movies, and then 200, and it's just like,
Name one. They're like, that's
name
not
a
it.
Single one.
That's not on the list.
This movie stars Goldie Hawn.
Like, everything is genuinely guesses. What is...
the yeah. Goldie Hawn story.
Well, it's so weird because I changed up the game today because normally we get like four names from the audience and we play movies of all of those people. So I don't want to like throw a difficult obstacle at you at the beginning of the final game.
That's okay.
But I appreciate that you don't mind.
Yeah. No, I knew what I was getting into.
You can name any Goldie Hawn movie.
I'm just going to take a guess.
Oh, wait, you can go to your lifeline.
I know, I'm debating, should I do that now?
Yeah, might as well, because then once you hear a bunch of other titles, something it might help spring something.
Yeah, maybe.
Sister Act 2.
Or somebody will take... No, I'll go with my lifeline. I'll go with my lifeline.
Yeah, I like this strategy.
Yeah.
Overboard.
Overboard.
With Great. Jeff's favorite, Kurt Russell, yeah. That's right.
All right, sweet.
Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, there goes one for me.
There's one off the ship.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't say foul play.
Yeah, that was... I kind of put that one out there for everybody.
Yeah, I was sitting here like...
Yeah, wow, yeah.
It's sneaky. All right, so that's yours, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, Anna.
I gotta go with my favorite, First Wives Club. You looked at me like she's not in it, and I'm like, wait, right?
No, because I had to picture all three actresses and make sure that it was right. But yes, yes, yes. And Sarah Jessica Parker was like the other woman that was like hot and young, and all the other ladies were upset that she existed. And now people are, anyway.
That's such a good cast.
I don't get it. I always thought Sarah Jessica Parker was so cute, and then there's this weird wave of people that decided she wasn't. I don't know what that's about. They're probably Republicans. Okay, Chad.
Private Benjamin.
Yes. If a movie's about privates, Chad loves it.
That's right. All about
it. Arden.
Cactus Flower.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A deep cut.
Yeah. That's, I think she was Oscar nominated for that one.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay, Amy, we're back to you. Has any of these other movies helped?
I mean, The First Wives Club was going to be my guess, so I should have gone with that. But anyway,
it's all my fault?
No, it's all my fault. I think, maybe I'm wrong. This is a guess. Cheaper by the Dozen? Was that her?
Oh, you know what? It's not a terrible guess. She's not in that one, but you'll find out later why it's not a terrible guess.
All right.
I think you'll find out.
So I'm out.
Amy Schneider, everybody.
This chant is much less deserved.
Yeah, but I think at the end of the show, though, no matter who wins, let's all chant for Amy. So you don't, because you got to sit through the rest of this part, and I don't want you to feel bad. First time on the show, Jeff.
The Out of Towners.
Yeah, that she co-starred in with the guy from Cheaper by the Dozen, Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Anna?
Okay, I'm guessing because my brain can't think of other movies.
Wait, go to your lifeline.
I think I have one. I think I'm right.
You're going to guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she play Amy Schumer's mom in Trainwreck?
Okay, do you want to go to your lifeline?
Yes.
Lifeline? Where's Anna's lifeline?
Me?
Yes.
No fucking clue.
You have a phone!
Clue. Wait, what about Dan next to you?
Oh, I'm saving mine for...
You only have one, Dan? Oh, Dan's only got one.
She did a... I know... She did a Christmas...
Chad is so excited.
Was it a different Amy Schumer movie? I'm like... I feel
making
pretty.
Everybody,
I feel pretty.
No, you're making everybody cringe, and or not cringe, but they're all upset. The ones that know. It's so hard. It's I don't know what else to say because I don't want to give any clues or anything.
It's her last movie.
Whose last movie?
Amy. The last one she did. Fuck. Yeah. And it wasn't Trainwreck.
Somebody's gonna yell it out if we keep going because they can't stand it. So no, that's incorrect. Thank you, Anna Roisman. Thank you.
I knew I'd be out.
Thanks, Brianna. Mention her name one more time. Chad?
I feel like a jerk now.
Are you going to Dan?
I'm going with the...
you're going to go with... Snatched is the movie you were trying to think of, Anna.
Yeah.
Kate Snatched.
Yeah, she plays her mother in Snatched.
Didn't see it.
It's actually really funny.
I do like that movie.
I didn't laugh really hard. Crazy. I had like 10 solid belly laughs.
My brain remembered them doing like interviews together and Amy being like, yeah. I can't believe she played
my mom. It's
funny.
People like didn't, they were like, they got panned critically. I think it's a fun like hotel or airplane ride. It's funny.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, critics are already going to be like, it's called Snatched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like I get it. It's a kidnapping, but it's still like...
I'm going to go Death Becomes Her.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Now I'm going to think of all of the ones I know. Okay.
I just want to say Death Becomes Her is about to become a Broadway musical and that it's doing its first run off Broadway in all the way off to Chicago. It opens in Chicago at the Cadillac Theater in March. And a former guest on this show, and hopefully back again, Julia Madison, co-wrote the music in it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So
wow, that's exciting.
Shout out to Julia. And Death Becomes Her, the musical. Like, how fun is that going to be?
So fun.
I can't wait to see a lady with a big hole in her stomach.
That's going to be so fun.
That you can see through. Okay. So Amy's out. Back to Jeff.
The Banger Sisters.
Whoa, what? Is that a real movie?
Yeah.
Jeff just says titles that sound funny when he says them. The Banger Sisters.
Oh, my God.
The Banger Sisters and Snatched would be a good double bill.
I mean, it would be a double bill.
Yeah. Yeah, I got ahead of myself with that good part. Chad?
The Christmas Chronicles.
Yes.
That was the one.
Yes.
I was thinking of.
Arden?
I think I'm going to have to go with Rain Dan.
Oh, shit.
If you're Rain Dan,
oh, shit, Rain Dan. Yeah, Death Becomes Her is taken.
They were talking about a sequel to that on this show.
Oh. Christmas Chronicles 2.
Okay. Okay.
You want to go
Rain
with Christmas
Dan.
Chronicles 2? Part two.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? You have a nice way about you, and I'm going to go with The Christmas Chronicles, part two.
That is correct.
Yay! Thank you, Randy. Nice.
Jeff.
This is an extra, it's called House Sitter.
Mm-hmm. Another Steve Martin, Goldie Hawn movie. Yeah. There's a lot of them out there. Well, maybe that's all of them.
I don't
give any clues or anything. Chad, what are you doing over there besides making a face like Marlon Brando in The Godfather?
I'll go Town and Country.
Oh, holy shit. That's that Warren Beatty movie?
Yeah.
She's in that?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Gary Shandling, I think. Annette Bening. Anyway, Arden?
God.
God, please help Arden.
God, I...
Answer her prayer.
I know I've never checked it before. But this is it. I know my mom died. I didn't talk to you. But here I am. The single most important moment of my life.
You got this, Arden.
This is my lifeline. This is what I'm going to use. I saved it for this. Come on, if you're real. I need to prove it. I'm thinking of a Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. Did they make a thing other than Overboard? Is there such a thing that's like romancing the stone, but with not with Kathleen Turner with Goldie Hawn? That'd be fun.
I mean, that's basically Snatch. Yeah.
Can I put Private Benjamin 2 Electric Boogaloo?
There was another collaboration. It was called Big Trouble in Goldie's Vagina. I'm sorry.
You spoke out of turn for that.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm out, you guys. I think
that
I'm
was
out.
Crude.
Oh, Arden Marine, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Arden.
I think that might be my new policy. Might be everybody gets a chance.
You know what? It really felt good.
I don't like that as a I let them decide.
You know the difference. You know when it's I make them and when they choose to.
Because you're always gonna get one. You know what I mean? What if it's somebody else?
You're right, Arden.
My turn. No.
Go ahead, Arden.
Okay. Jeff, it's getting down to it. It's just you and Chad.
Does my lifeline have anything?
What do you got, lifeline? Uh-oh.
I believe in
you. Uh-oh, it's a stretch.
Isn't there a Laugh Line documentary on Netflix that came out as a tribute?
A documentary about laughing?
Yeah.
I bet you there'd be something like that, but we'd have to know the title, and it would have to be a movie and not a made-for-TV special.
Yeah, that's a little could be, that's a little though. Too vague. So I'm going to say Wildcats.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you had an answer and you still went to your lifeline?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, everybody, watch me embarrass my lifeline.
I didn't know. I thought she would have one. That was, if she had one that wasn't Wildcats, then I could go and
right?
actually
ram. You are a strategist.
Wow.
Yeah. But it turns out, she embarrassed herself, man. I had nothing to do with that.
Nobody needs to be embarrassed.
Sid.
Maybe you should share that bottle of wine.
I think it's empty.
Oh, Sid! That'd be hilarious. Just gave you an empty wine bottle. All right, Chad. You had a little time to think there.
Did.
Did you put anything together?
Bird on a Wire.
Oh, good one.
Chad.
Jeff.
Damn it. The Sugarland Express.
Very early on, Spielberg's first big screen movie.
Yeah, fucking Cars.
After cars. He made There's Duel cars. For television, enough talk about that.
That was
TV movie.
That was his whole pitch for the movie. It was just Cars. Just even that, yeah.
Family.
Yeah. Fast Zero, it was called. Swing Shift.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, directed by Jonathan Demme. I feel like Kurt Russell was in that, maybe.
He was.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably where they met.
That is.
Boom. Yeah. Jeff.
Hot.
That is hot.
Yeah, just add commentary throughout the game, things you think are hot.
Hot.
All right, so that's this is hot. A 50-50 because I can't get them... I can never keep them straight in my head.
Shit. This is exciting. Jeff might lose.
Is it called... Hold on. Deal of the Century?
What's that?
That Chevy Chase movie?
Yeah. I don't think Goldie Hawn's in that Chevy Chase movie.
Does
she have
one.
A cameo or something?
It's the other one, God damn it.
What's that?
Who's the other one?
Oh, don't say yet. Chad, you have one more?
I'm going to ask.
You're going to your lifeline, even though you're basically the winner at this point, but...
Oh.
Right, because Jeff's
right,
out.
Yeah. Well, then I'm good then.
I'm curious.
Or should I ask the Apple?
I'm curious what your lifeline's got. Apple. Oh, Wildcats.
Okay.
Shit. Wow, that ended up being more challenging than I expected it to be. Yes, Jeff?
Was it Seems Like Old Times?
Yes.
Fuck.
That's the one I...
Yeah, Sale of the Century is like an arms sale movie
Sigourney
with
Weaver,
Sigourney Weaver and Chevy Chase.
And then Seems Like Old Times is Chevy Chase, Goldie Hawn, and Charles Grodin. And it's good. It's Neil Simon wrote it. Most Neil Simon movies are based on his plays, but that one went straight to movie. Anyway.
Keep going.
I grew up loving Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn and, you know, Foul Play. And then most of the movies, Goldie Hawn movies that you mentioned. This is an interesting situation right now, though, because, Chad, you're embroiled in another controversy. Because, I didn't say anything at the time, I wanted to see who won first and then go from there, but I don't think she's in the first Christmas Chronicles.
Is she not? She's at the very end.
She is at the end?
She shows up at the very end.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then Chad Opitz is our winner!
Good job!
Chad.
What are they saying? Are they saying Dan?
Yeah.
Are they saying Apple?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chad. Yeah. See, I knew she has a much bigger part in part two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's in it throughout in part two.
Yeah.
On the poster.
As the person who guessed that, I know. Yeah.
How about that cat?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a cameo in Trainwreck? Nothing? No? Okay.
No.
Yeah, that snatched.
Snatch is funny.
I think her film debut, which I think she also got Oscar nominated for, is called Butterflies Are Free.
You said Cactus Flower? That was a deep
cut. Cactus Flower. I love Goldie Hawn. So I find her very, like, I have a painting of her. I love her.
Really? Like, when it comes to her, do you, like, follow protocol?
Yeah. Oh.
That's a deep cut.
Or, what's another one? I can't think of any other ones. We got through a lot of them, but what do we miss?
Shampoo.
Of course.
Shampoo.
That's it?
The only one we missed.
We got a lot of them.
We did great. She should have a bigger canon. You know what I mean? Because she's so magical. You'd think there'd be even more.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't really bang them out constantly.
Yeah.
But
she's so cute.
She made a lot of movies and then hasn't only made two or three in the last 10, 20 years or so, I think. So it's also, you got to think back. And so it was harder than I thought it was going to be.
I loved it.
But Chad Opitz is our winner once again.
That's for you, Apple.
Yeah, you came back after a fluky situation in Sacramento, and you proved your mettle, and you get to be the first to do your plugs. What would you like to promote?
I'm going to be at the Elysian Theater next Sunday with Neil Hamburger. I'm very excited for that.
That's in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Rent your cars or gas up your own now.
Yeah.
Come on down to L.A. for that. When is it?
The 28th, Sunday the 28th at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
The Elysian.
Because this episode comes out on Friday, so that's good.
Cool.
That works out. All right. Anna Roisman, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to make sure to save time at the end of the episodes for this, because you can't rush a good chant.
What would you
like to promote, Anna?
I have a podcast. It's fairly new. It's called Big Wigs, and it's a lot of, make fun of pop culture, and we do impressions. So I do a lot of impressions online, and so Kris Jenner comes on the podcast a lot. So, yeah. Check it out.
Thanks, Anna.
Thanks.
Also, ready? Jeff Tate, everybody.
Yeah, Tate. All right.
Well, my big plug is the last few times I've been on, I was plugging this Minneapolis date that was in 2 weeks, but I had to move it to May 17th and 18th. So for everybody out there who's like, what happened to that date? It's in May now. Turns out I didn't want to be cold. May 17th and 18th, Comedy Corner Underground. I'll give you plenty of time to plan ahead.
Tickets on sale now.
Sure.
And you'll be with me in Dayton, Kentucky, at the Commonwealth Comedy Sanctuary.
Yeah, 5/11.
I think that's May 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool
name.
5/11?
Yeah, never forget.
That's a fun way to say it. let's hear it once more for Amy Schneider, everybody.
Amy, Amy,
What would you like to promote?
I have a book out called In the Form of a Question. It is the only book, as far as I'm aware, that in which you can hear somebody describe what it's like to win Jeopardy and what it's like to have a stranger do coke off your tits in Toronto.
Whoa.
So if that interests you at all, check it out. Otherwise, I'd like to plug the fact that my calendar is wide open. So if anybody wants to book me for anything, please do.
Yes. Great.
Well, I can't wait to read half that book. The other half, I have my own experiences with some of what she said, but half of it is going to be all new to me.
I was guessing the other half.
Arden Marine, everybody.
Well, you can hear my podcast that Doug is on. Will You Accept This Rose? A new season is up now. I'm the star. I've never been the star of a movie. I'm a star of a movie that just came out on Amazon called Step Aside. It's like a fun dance movie. You can watch it. It's really, I have a routine. Those two. And I'm going to be on After Midnight on Monday the 29th.
Nice.
Hey. Look for it after midnight. So on the next day, in some time zones, on the East Coast and the West Coast, it is truly after midnight, but in the rest of the country, it is midnight happens during it.
So true.
Time zones, man. All right, so thank you, everybody. I'll do one plug here at the end for me. Douglas Movies is back at the Lab at the Improv in Los Angeles on February 20th. Ooh, maybe we'll have to have our returning champion, Chad Opitz, on that one. If he's available, we will discuss it. Thank you to SF Sketchfest, yay, to the Gateway Theater,
yay,
to the crew at the Gateway Theater, to the audiences for coming out and supporting podcasts and sketch shows and stand-up. SF Sketchfest continues for 2 more weeks, so if you get a chance, see some shows, because there's a lot of great stuff. And one more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Anna Roisman, Chad Opitz, Arden Marine, and Amy Schneider. Hang on a sec. I just have one more line. As always, why, Mrs. Charles?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.